The way that we got started with this is I was working with the Bloomberg administration, which says which is doing so many great things with regard to the environment, and we had a wonderful record of using biodiesel in our heavy-duty fleets, and that worked out really well for us. And I wanted to move over and get some of that benefit to the heating oil system in New York City. We burn about 1 billion gallons of heating oil per year. That's from all sectors combined. That's a heck of a lot of heating oil, and I saw this as a great way to move in a very good direction and help us clean the air in New York City, which we're trying to do in many, many ways. And so I was, looking to get as big a mandate as I possibly could. And then we worked on this bill for a couple of years. There were some issues that popped up along the line, regarding some issues that some had with the environmental sustainability of various feedstocks and that kind of thing. We worked through that. I mean, it's my opinion that most of that was not very substantive anyway. And with biofuels, like other things in life, there is a more intelligent and less intelligent way to do anything in life, and biofuels is part of that too. And at the end of the day, we put together a bill that will bring in a 2% mandate so we'll have a B2 blend. This will be for our number 2 heating oil, our number 4 heating oil, and number 6 grade of heating oil. The bill also does things to limit the amount of sulfur in number 4 fuel, and we want to make the residual fuels cleaner. So we're kind of cleaning up number 4 fuel, taking it from 3,000 parts per million of sulfur down to 1,500. And 6 fuel, the heaviest and most dirty of the fuels, will be phased out altogether by rulemaking that the Bloomberg administration will do. And when all is said and done, the 2% mandate will displace about 20 million gallons of 2, 4, or 6 heating oil, and the 20 million gallons represents the 2% of the roughly billion gallons that we use. And just to give people a sense of what 20 million gallons looks like, some of your people who are participating in this webinar may know the City Hall area in New York City, City Hall Park, which goes from Chamber Street all the way down to the southern point of City Hall Park, bordered by Park Row and Broadway. It's about 9-acre footprint, and 20 million gallons would be that roughly 9-acre footprint filled to a depth of about 7 feet. So that's a heck of a lot of heating oil that we're going to replace with B100. Certainly, we're trying to grow this vital green industry here in New York City. We've had many people who have have done well, growing jobs here, and we're very happy about that. Good folks like Metro that are putting a lot of money into their facility, Tri-State Biodiesel that goes around and gets the waste oil, Sprague Energy, and other really good folks who have really been making a difference. And I thought the way to really jumpstart this was to do a bill that had a mandate, so that folks would know that they could make the proper investment and and there would be a market for their good product. Also, grateful to the Patterson administration for keeping for now the tax credit for the people that use bioheat, but I'll let Peter talk about that. This is one of many things that we've done in New York City over the years. In 1991, I was the environmental staff member to the speaker at that time, and we did a really good alternative fuels law, which at the time was like really on the cutting edge of what was going on in the country. And then we updated that in the early 2000s when I was chair of the committee, made it better. Of course, the landscape had changed from 1991 to, I guess, 2004, whatever it was. So we're able to do more things. Getting all the biodiesel into the trucks like we've done, and now this B2 mandate has been really terrific. And I want to thank folks like the National Biodiesel Board and all the people who have lent their time and talent to this very good industry, and people like Governor Patterson and Peter who have been very supportive. And and it's my hope that this is replicated throughout the country, because you can clean the air, you can grow green jobs, you can be totally sustainable. And this is the direction that we should be moving in. And it's really great to be able to come on your webinar and talk about it.